Now, medical science offers you proof positive. Yes, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette is safer to smoke, because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, how are you, Red?
Well, I'm a little tired, Rod. Cleaning up a studio after Bob Hope gets through with it is no easy job, you know. But we did it in record time tonight, 30 seconds. How am I going to get these egg stains off my shoes, though? You look good tonight. I'm proud of that.
That's mine.
You look good tonight, Rod. Say, I've never seen you look so healthy. Is that your real complexion, or did you go a little too far with your leg makeup tonight?
Well, I've been out in the sunshine all week, Red.
Oh, been out of town, huh?
Well, say, Red, is Mr. Raleigh still staying at your house?
Yes, I told him to treat my house as if he owned it.
And so?
He sold it this morning. Well, by the way, Mr. Raleigh wants you to tell the listeners that Willie Lump Lump, Deadeye, J. Newton Numbskull, Bolivar Shag Nasty, and Junior are all played by one person, me.
Well, how come?
Hmm?
How come?
Well, he don't want the people to think everybody on this program's nuts.
I saw you at the races with Mr. Raleigh.
Oh, how are you, Anita?
All right.
See, you're awful pretty for a girl. You really are very pretty. You're pretty as a picture tonight.
Well, thank you, Red, and you're prettier than a picture, too.
Yeah? Which one?
Last weekend. Yeah.
You proud of that, ain't you? Say, tell me, Anita, did you have any luck at the races?
No, did you?
No. If I had a bet on Paul Revere's horse, the British would have reached Lexington first.
Well, say, Red, did you take Mr. Raleigh out the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer studio?
Yes, I did. Had a little trouble getting through the gate, though.
Didn't the gate man recognize you?
That's what started the trouble.
Well, I suppose you introduced Mr. Raleigh to all the big stars.
Yeah, and they were all smoking Raleigh cigarettes when we came on the set.
I suppose Mr. Raleigh started smoking, too, huh?
Yes, right after Marilyn Maxwell smiled at him.
Well, good evening, all of my dear, dear friends.
What are you running for? What's on your mind, Mr. Forrester?
Did you show Mr. Raleigh the new cars on display across the street?
You gave that a great reading, you know.
Thank you, thank you.
Hardly paid you to join AFRA, did it? Yeah, I should. That's what's good about having a big band. When the audience don't laugh, they come in on it. Yeah, I showed Mr. Raleigh the new improvements on the cars, and they're really something. They have a new thing now for the California cars, a big rubber stamp on the front of it. When you hit a pedestrian, it comes down and says, killed in California. And here's something else nice to hear.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive. Yes, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette is safer to smoke, because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, exhaustive scientific tests of America's six biggest-selling brands, certified by a jury of 14 distinguished doctors, including eminent throat specialists, have just proved conclusively. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So no other is actually safer to smoke. See if you don't agree. Raleigh's are right. Right for taste, right for throat. Try Raleigh's. Enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos, that milder, smoother, more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science now offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette is safer to smoke because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Thank you, gentlemen. And now our lovely Anita Ellis will sing Someone to Watch Over Me by George Gershwin.
There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still I'm often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone to watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he carries the key. Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead, oh, how I need someone to watch over.
Tonight, I would like to read from the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire a story entitled Stray Animals. Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living, life really is stranger than fiction. Chapter 84 is entitled The Black and White Kitty. This is the story of Willie Lump Lump, the night owl, and a little unwelcomed animal.
Clock. I wonder what time it is.
Well, it's time you got home. I said it's time you began. Look, be careful going down those steps.
Now, let me take hold of your arm, will you? Why didn't you tell me you were down at the bottom, huh?
Quiet, Willie. It's 3 o'clock. Yeah. People go to bed at 6 o'clock in this town.
Oh, well, then they shouldn't mind a little noise 3 hours before bedtime.
Come on, get in the car.
Okay, I'll get in the car.
Willie, get out of that trash can. The car's over here.
Let's put wheels on the can. It looks newer, huh? Well, come on, let's get going. Let's get going. I'll drive.
Oh, no, no, wait a minute. You're not going to drive, are you?
Well, I'll have to. I ain't in no condition to walk. I'm a sick man, aren't I?
You are?
Yeah, I got no strength. You know how you push the covers back in the morning? Well, I use both hands and they still push me back. If Charlie Atlas' mother would only answer my correspondence. I wear suspenders and they lift me 3 inches off the ground.
Well, come on, let's get going.
Okay. They're putting chewing gum in these gears, ain't they?
Willie, doesn't your wife get mad at you when you stay out late?
No, she's very considerate, you know. Like the day she sent me to the drugstore to get some arsenic with vitamin B1 in it.
Arsenic with vitamin B1 in it?
Yeah, she wants me to look good after I'm dead.
Well, look, do you stay out every night? Don't you get along?
No. We fight about the least little thing. Now, like tonight, we had a big argument just because I served her 2 scoops of mashed potatoes.
Well, what was wrong with that?
I don't know. It would have been different if my hands hadn't have been clean, you know.
Be careful, Willie. Look out, Willie. There's somebody in the road there. Something.
What's that? That's a cat. Look, a cat. Cat, the poor thing's lost.
Oh, look. Keep going, Willie. That's a skunk.
Why'd you call me?
I didn't call you anything. I just said that's not a cat.
It's true. I know a cat when I see one, and he's lost. That's it.
Well, look. Just let it stay lost. What are you going to do?
I'm going to take it home. We got so many mites that they run down the street to meet the grocery truck.
Don't be silly, Willie. Don't you smell something?
No, I got a cold myself.
Oh, come on now. No one ever had a cold that bad.
I'm going to get this cat.
Willie, get out of the road. A car's coming.
Must have been an out-of-towner. He missed me. Come on,
Willie, let's go.
Not till I catch this cat, boy.
Look, Stooper Man, I'm telling you that's not a cat. Don't you know what a skunk is?
Sure, a skunk is just a cat with a dominating personality, dog. Yeah, come on, I got him. Boy, what a nice cat. Ain't he a beauty?
Well, don't point him at me. Look, I'm getting out of the car, and I'm not going to ride with that thing. I'm going to thumb a ride.
Well, good night, bud. See you later. Fine thing. Some people just got no kindness for poor little cats. Come on, get in the back seat there. Make yourself at home. I think my cold's loosening up a little. I smell something burning around here. Boy, my wife's going to love this cat, boy. You're all right, cat. I think he's been eating garlic or something. Well, here's your new home, kitty. Come on, boy. Wait till my wife sees you. She'll throw a fit, boy. Come on. Somebody must be making tires around here. Now, here's your new home, cat.
Yoo-hoo!
Wifey, dear, alcohol is home.
Well, it's about time. Good heavens, what have you got?
It's a cat.
A cat? Yep. Oh, don't come near me with
we'll
that thing, or I'll throw you out the window.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
And here's your cat.
Come on, you little stinker, you.
Remember, medical science offers you proof positive. Remember, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette is safer to smoke because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Ralph Bellamy of Stage and Screen, now starring in Broadway's hit State of the Union, says, quote,
I'm for Raleigh's 100%. I've seen the facts. And I know medical science has proved no other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. Thus, no other is safer to smoke. Yes, Raleigh's are right. Right for taste, right for throat.
You're right, Ralph Bellamy. Raleigh's are right. So, friends, next time, try Raleigh's. Enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos, that smoother, milder, more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science now offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette is safer to smoke. Because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
David Forrester.
Forrester and his orchestra now play Temptation. Chapter 87 of Stray Animals, entitled Small Boy and the King of the Bees. All children love animals, and they're forever finding little pets that they can't live without.
What's wrong with your lips? They're all green.
You know those ferns in the living room?
Yes.
Oh, do you want to go look at them, or do you want to remember them as they were?
Junior, what are you doing with that hatchet?
I'm going to play George Washington and chop down the house. That's what I'm going to do.
You wouldn't do a thing like that. You're kidding me.
You just keep laughing, kiddo. That's all. Just lean against that post that holds up the roof. Go ahead, boy. What a surprise you
look at. All right. See? Nothing happened.
I told you you'd be surprised. Hey, what was you yelling for me for, kiddo?
Oh, if you run a little errand for me, I'll give you a bright, shiny new penny.
Well, I'd rather have a dull, old, worn-out nickel if I could get it. Hey, where's it to this time, kiddo?
I want you to go to the store for Granny.
Well, I can't go dressed like this. These pants, I can't wear them.
I think you look elegant. Don't you like the pants I made for you?
No, they're too tight. I can't bend over.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
They'll stretch.
They will?
Go ahead. Bend over a few times. You'll make room.
You is right. And I put a widow window in the room, too.
Here, put your overcoat on. Now, let me wrap this muff.
No, you don't, kiddo. No, you might forget yourself and strangle me.
Junior, I wouldn't harm a hair of your head.
No, but you're not so fussy about the rest of me body, you know.
Now, don't be silly, Junior. Run along to the store.
Now, what does you want me to get?
A dozen eggs.
Dozen eggs.
A loaf of bread.
A loaf of bread.
And a pound of butter.
Pound of... Mm-hmm. Pound of butter? Butter? What's that?
You wouldn't know. You're too young. And get some frankfurters.
Okay, I go to the store.
Oh. Well, Junior, what do you want?
Does you want to know what I want or what I was sent for, huh? I'm proud of that, I am. Give me a loaf of bread, a dozen of eggs, and a pound of, better? Blotter? Gouda? Something like that. I don't know what it is.
Well, I'll give you a quarter of a pound.
No, I want a pound, If it's that hard to get, butter, it must be good, so give me a whole pound. Either I get a whole pound or that big window will become a memory.
Okay, 1 pound of butter. Here you are.
I knew I would get it. Hey,
now, what else?
Yeah, I want some frankfurters, some hot dogs, Hamburgers with tights on, you know.
Oh, you're going to eat them for supper?
Hmm?
You're going to eat them for supper?
Going to eat them? No. I'm going to use them as handlebar grips on me tricycle. Boy, what a dumb clerk you are. And don't slip me none of them stale ones either. The last frankfurters you showed us, the jackets were so old, they had a belt in the back. Oh, look, 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 a circus wagon. Look.
Oh, that's the keeper of the zoo.
Oh, really?
Howdy.
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 Is this your little boy?
Howdy.
No, he's a little boy who belongs down the street.
Yeah.
Well, you better hurry home, kiddo. One of our lions is missing from the zoo.
Well, why should I run? I ain't got him. Besides, I wouldn't know what a lion looked like if I seen him.
Junior, a lion will hurt you.
Yes, I know. Grandpa got beat up for lying to Grandma, you know.
Well, you better hurry home.
Okay, I'm going to hurry up home, but I'm going to take a shortcut up this alley, and maybe I can get home before I find out what a lion is. Hippity-hop, hippity-hop. I'm going home from the butcher establishment. I think I run and jump across this mud puddle here. I think I swim across this mud puddle here. I better hurry, though. I better... What's that? Goodness, look at that big dog. Ain't he a big butter? Look at that red bushy hair he got. Boy, he look like me with four legs, doing. Boy, he got a big bushy hair. He shaved off in the middle and got a paintbrush on in his tail. Here, now you shut up. Don't you like me? I like you. I don't really, but I gotta protect myself. Here, now don't you bite me. You never heard of hydrophobia, had you? I ain't either, but I gotta scare them, you know. Here, stop sniffing. Stop. What's my, you hungry? Here, I'll give you me hot dogs. I'm afraid of you, big chief. I just laid them on the ground for you. Yeah. Goodness, look at that. Eat hot dog paper and all. Didn't even ask for any mustard either. Hey, how would you like to go home with me, huh? Oh, I do hope that means yes. I don't think Grandma would let me keep you, though. But I could hide you in my room. Or better still, I could put you in Grandma's room, you know. Boy, what a surprise she would get, huh? And then again, I don't know why I'm wasting my time thinking about it. I'm going to do it anyhow, you know. Come on home, you're going with me. And now, you stay outside while I see if this coast is clear inside here now. Oh, boy, there's Grandma's glasses. I better hide them so she won't be able to see the doggie so well. Oh, come on, doggie. Boy, he's a long one, isn't he, huh?
Junior. Junior, is that you? What's happened to your voice?
Too much vitamin B1. Come on, kiddo. Come on, little dog. You get in that other room there. Go on now. Go on. Hide in there. She won't know it now. Grandma.
Yes? Did you get the groceries?
Yes, I did. Bread, butter, and eggs. The eggs have scrambled, of course, you know. Hey, Grandma, you know what we need around this house?
No, what?
Is a nice little dog. A washer.
What have we got to wash?
Well, he could wash me to make sure I don't run away.
And spoil my hopes? Definitely not.
Boy, you sure does love me, don't you?
Good heavens, what was that?
Well, you're going to find out about it anyway. I brought home a little dog. He's nice and friendly. He's the friendliest little dog you ever seen, you know. He probably eat off your hand, you know. He's so friendly. Come on, I will show him to you. Come on.
My, he
bark strange. What kind of a dog is he?
He's a chihuahua.
Junior.
Hmm?
He's awful big to be a chihuahua.
Well, his father was a Saint Bernard. Ain't he nice? Look, he let me hug him around the neck.
Junior, don't put your head so close to his mouth.
I will be careful.
Junior, stop it.
Don't worry.
Junior.
Ain't it dark in here?
Junior, come out of there. Hmm? Oh, dear, you scared the life out of me.
Really?
He might bite your head and break his teeth.
Yeah.
Put him outside.
Now, please let me keep him. Will
oh, don't
I
want cry.
To keep him.
Don't cry.
I don't have nobody to play with.
Oh, poor baby. Does he want the dog?
Yes, he wants the dog.
Will you be good to him?
Yes, I will be good to him.
Bless his little heart.
Bless his little heart.
Well, let me get a little better look at him.
Yes.
If I could only remember where I put my glasses. Where did he go?
Gary, he's going up the stairs. Boy, he sure likes you. He can't keep his eyes off of you, he can't. Look, he's almost crawling on his tummy. Look at him. Hold still. I think he's going to jump in your arms. Boy, you ducked just in time, kiddo.
Junior, you get that dog out of here.
Yeah, I put him in the basement until he gets used to the place. Get this. Get it. All right. Hey, what are we going to feed him?
Oh, he'll find something.
I'll bet he will.
I wonder if I left my glasses in the living room. Junior, you left that radio on again, didn't you?
I did.
We interrupt this program to announce that a lion has escaped from the zoo and is still at large.
Oh.
The park commissioner wants everyone to use extreme precaution
good
as this
tonight.
Beast is a killer.
Good news.
And now
tonight.
We return you to Tubby Blue and his suit Blue.
Good news tonight.
Shut that thing off.
Yeah.
Junior,
what?
Don't go outside the house. There's a lion loose.
Really?
A lion!
What's wrong?
Junior!
What's
wrong? This is the thing in the basement.
What's in the basement?
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
It's not a dog.
It's not a dog.
It's a lion.
It's a lion.
Remember, we'll all be back with you next Tuesday at this same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester, and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. As we all know, the housing situation is critical. Let's help returning veterans by staying put if possible, sharing homes with veterans, and listing vacancies and houses for sale at the Veterans Referral Center.
Sir Walter Raleigh. That's the tobacco that leaves your pipe as clean as a whistle. The finest Burley's grown, rich, ripe tobaccos are blended in Sir Walter Raleigh. And then they're mellowed with just a touch of rum to enhance the natural, full-bodied flavor. And you'll like the way Sir Walter Raleigh burns, just right. Slow, even, and cool, right down to the bottom of the bowl. Leaves only a clean, dry ash, never a soggy heel. And Sir Walter Raleigh has such a pleasing aroma, you and your pipe will be welcome anywhere. Next time, gentlemen, get Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening. And Molly McGee, hurry and get well.
Brown and Williamson invite you to other good listening throughout the week. Hear the Raleigh Room, starring Hildegard, tomorrow night. And People Are Funny with Art Linkletter Friday night. And return with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
National Broadcasting Company.